Proclamation number 6748 of 27th of January, 1957. Transformation of will and being. Help is Jesus Christ. The entire fulfillment of earthly life lies in the striving to come closer to God, for then the will has also turned towards Him and the return to God is therefore already accomplished in terms of the will. But the former turning away from God had also changed the being and turned it into an imperfect creature, and just as the will has to change to God, so the being has to change again to perfection before it can unite with God again in order to be able to create and work with Him and in His will in the spiritual kingdom. Thus the human being must strive for this perfection during his earthly change, and this means that he must consciously work on himself in order to remove all characteristics of imperfection from himself, in order to turn himself into the opposite, in order to discard all vices, faults and errors and change them into virtues. This is a difficult beginning, and it requires strength. But God turns this strength to every person who strives towards Himself. And as soon as the will for God awakens in the heart, God's love takes hold of him and now constantly provides him with strength to come closer to his aim. But how few have this serious will? For it is not enough for the mouth to express it that the human being desires to God, but this desire must arise in the heart and completely without external pressure lead to the bond with God. The human being's will is demanded by God, and this is free. For this reason, however, every person is blessed and certain of his ascent if this will towards God moves him, and he need never ever fear sinking into the depth again which he is left. And again you will now understand that the will to God can never be the will to the world, for it is a matter of two opposites. There are two aims which can be man striving, God or the world, but never God and the world. Anyone who earnestly desires God will no longer be tempted by the world, but anyone who desires the world and its goods is still so far from God in his inner being, the depth has not yet released him and he is in great danger of sinking to the depth again. Nor will he ever work on himself in order to change his nature. Instead he will regard his nature as right and good. He will know how to assert himself everywhere and thereby also disregard love, for his nature is only dominated by all those urges which prove his opposition to God. And even if he has great physical strength at his disposal, even if he will be able to master earthly life, he will not be able to accomplish the work on his soul because the strength from God has to flow to him for this, but it cannot flow to him as long as his will is still turned away from God. And his will cannot detach itself from the world if it is not granted help. But the help is Jesus Christ. The help is the treasure of grace which Jesus Christ acquired for you humans on the cross in order to strengthen your weak will. And anyone who turns to Jesus Christ and appeals to him for strength also acknowledges God himself in Jesus, and this is like the devotion of the will to God, which is also always rewarded with the influx of strength. But the world does not release a soul so easily, and a worldly person will also only rarely take the path to Jesus Christ. And therefore he can only be instructed by the Word of God to mentally occupy himself with Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. A worldly person can only be won through God's Word, for this is strength itself as soon as it is not rejected. For God himself addresses every human being in order to motivate him to give him his will, to abandon opposition to him and to fully surrender to him. But the will always has to be ready to hear God's address beforehand, For this is the human being's decision on earth that he gives up his resistance, that he acknowledges God and now surrenders himself to him. And God will seize him and lift him up to himself. He will return to his father's house which he once voluntarily left. Amen.